You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football. And for this week, I've been joined by Cam Rimmer, by Siobhan Began, by Mr. Phil, and by Sanjeev Shetty, with Harriet producing, because she's a shit out and didn't want to answer any questions. So we're going to start with a question from Aaron Jeter. And I apologise if I've got that surname wrong, Aaron, or even your first name, because that's only A-R-O-N, so it could be anything if we're being honest, but I'm trying. He wants to know, from the youngsters that played against Shrewsbury, which are you most excited by? So from the... Now, I guess we're going to... I'm going to go to you first, Mr. Phil, because I think that you can probably put in some ground rules about what we're considering a youngster. Like, is Curtis Jones being a youngster? Like, you know, he was one of the senior players, basically. So you can answer this one.
I mean, technically not, but he's younger than Elijah Dixon Bonner, isn't he? So... he probably should be, but he's also played for Liverpool about 50 times, so that feels like a cheat. You know exactly what you're getting with him as well, and he's probably two first team to be classed as a youngster now. But I mean, I think you've probably got to say Kate Gordon on balance, haven't you? I think he's the one with the hype. He's the one the goal was absolutely brilliant. It's just so calm, so cool. It's exactly what you'd expect from someone who's 25. And he's done that at 17. He's got Liverpool back in the game. I felt a bit sorry for him, but it was just a case of, I'll go and get the ball and we'll crack on with it. As opposed to, like, it should be a real moment for him, shouldn't it, scoring in front of the cop? But apparently not. You've just got to get the ball and worry about beating the League One team. But yeah, I would say him. I thought Bradley looked quite interesting as well. You know, two assists and it's something, not something to be sniffed at, is it?
No, I also really enjoy as a left footer with no right foot, I enjoy that his brother said he was always going to hit that on his left foot because he hasn't got a right one. So I can get bang on board with that. Siobhan, who are your players to get excited about from the team?
Well, I think the correct answer Phil has already covered, hasn't it? I think, all of them in one sense, not the populist view as usual, may I not? I think that the thing that stands out for me is not necessarily the goal, but the context of the goal. Like, where was that goal coming from at the time? Like, you're just watching it thinking, like, this is painful. I can't believe this is as much of a game as it is, kind of thing. And then once that goal had been scored, it turned into the game we were all expecting, where Liverpool were just completing cruise control. There was no doubt that once we went to 1-1, it was never in doubt that that we were going to go on and win comfortably. And sometimes it just takes a little thing. Like, I'm on record for saying that sometimes I just can't be arsed with cups, and I know that's the exact wrong attitude to take, by the way. I'm not suggesting I'm right in any way, shape or form, but sometimes you just get so swept up that you see these cup game weekends as a break from football, in my opinion. And that's definitely what I've done this last few seasons. And then you watch a 17-year-old lad score his first goal for Liverpool in front of the cop to turn a game on its head, and you realise that that's what everyone's in it for. So yes, the correct answer is Kate Gordon.